Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Today. And I'm glad we can rejoice today that there is a promise of a home, and it's called heaven. And a place where God himself and Jesus resides. And one day we're going to be there. But I want to talk to us a little bit more today about prayer again. We're going to be taking a passage of scripture out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. And this is in reference to our series that we're doing on prayer, the purpose and power of prayer. Today I want to talk about what has taken place in this passage of scripture that I believe that we can relate to ourselves or in our conditioning of prayer. I want us to look at verse number 9 of chapter 18 of Luke. And these words, Jesus is talking here, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now that's kind of a bad situation to be in with what's fixing to take place, because in verse number 10 it says, two men went up unto the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Now, let me say something. We could be judgmental and we could be looking at the character of these two individuals that are mentioned here, one a Pharisee and another a publican, and automatically begin to make some judgmental thoughts. We would know that a Pharisee would be of that of more of the learned, possibly, in that of the Old Testament scriptures. Then we think of the publican. Most of the time we even consider a publican possibly have been in that of tax collecting. And we understand that even in the group of disciples that Jesus had, he had one that was a publican, and his name was Matthew. Also, if we go a little bit further, after the resurrection and ascension of Christ, we see that God himself, or Jesus, appeared to Saul, later his name changed to Paul, on the road to Damascus. And we understand that Saul was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a lawyer of his day, a doctor of the scriptures. And so we can understand that there would have been some differential. But there again, let's look at the fact that prayer is relational. Prayer is relational, not just receptible. I think that's a good way to look at this. It's relational and not just receptible or receiving, which I know we want to receive from prayer, and we do receive from answered prayer. And even the time that we're in prayer, I believe there's the benefit of the contact and the relationship with God in that moment. But what we have is that these two men, a publican and a Pharisee, went to prayer. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Now, I can only imagine that we could get a understanding or a reference from the fact of how that there would been a time. There was times of prayer that would have been at the temple. We know that the 3 o'clock time was a time of prayer, because we find after Jesus ascended back to heaven, how that Peter and John were found going in the 4th chapter of the book of Acts to the temple at the time of prayer. And so with that thought in mind, let's go back to this reference here, and let's see that these two men stood. It says the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as other men are. Well, first of all, I see that he could go, we could go with the thought that he did come with that of thanksgiving, and the scriptures teaches us to come in thanksgiving. But there's the proper way of even coming to prayer in thanksgiving. And let's see what takes place here. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.
Wow. I mean, I think we're seeing something take place here. This man may have come there, which would have been appropriate, and so to come with Thanksgiving. But there again, we see the attitude of what's taking place here is not proper. This man makes it in reference to who he is instead of who God is. We find in verse number 13, the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his heart, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, let me exhort a little bit here in reference to this publican. We see that this publican comes with a heart that he's willing to tell God the truth. He's willing to tell God who he is and who he's not. We find that he tells us here in this passage of Scripture how that he tells God that, or asks God to be merciful to him, that he's a sinner. And you know, folks, that reminds me today of how that if we're going to experience the power of prayer, or what the authoritative work of prayer, it is that God moves in our behalf, is the power, and also the purpose of prayer is to bring relationship. This publican's prayer versus the Pharisee's prayer are so different. The Pharisee, he is praying, I've got it all together. And then the publican, I don't have it all together. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've been saved since I was 8 years of age. At the time of this recording, I am 63 years of age. But I want to tell you, I ain't had it all together. At times, there's not times I've had it all together like I should or wanted to. But let me tell you, I know that prayer is that brings us into a relationship with God if we are praying properly. And we find, first of all, that we must come with a heart to prayer, that our lives and our hearts are examined before God. We're not examining ourselves and the way that we began to exalt. This is what we've done. This is what we've accomplished, as this Pharisee did. Oh, it's wonderful that this man had a religious way about him that was proper, that he tithed and that he was not an adulterer and all these things. Let's applaud him in that aspect. But there again, when we realize that our relationship is not built on what we've done, but it's built on what God has done, and it's built on a relationship, first of all, that we've come to a place that we've humbled ourselves and realized that it's only God that can bring us into relationship. And that's what this Pharisee was doing. He said, have mercy on me. He said, I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me. And we see that the Scriptures tells us here that how that he went down to his house more justified than that of the Pharisee. Folks, I want to just remind us today the very reason why we're acknowledging and talking on prayer in these series is because we want to bring several different aspects of prayer, of how the importance of it is. But I know I've said it before in some other topics that we've had on prayer. Prayer is relational. And listen, I've heard it said, and I agree 100%. Prayer is not always about what we're saying. It sometimes is when we're quiet and we hear what God says. We hear what God has to say to us. Listen, I want to say today, when the Apostle Paul, or became the Apostle Paul, but he would have been Saul, was on that road to Damascus, God got his attention. But I want to tell you, things began to take place in Saul's life for him to become Paul and to become the great apostle that he was when he began to hear the voice of God himself. And we understand that when we hear the voice of God, and actually actually just taking up the Word of God, even in our prayer time. And I've said this, and it's worth saying again, when we will learn to take the Word of God and apply it to the time of our prayer with thanksgiving, with petition, with our request, with whatever our needs are, that we're agreeing with what God said about a matter. Today, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to be blessed today because God loves you so much. He wants you to come to Him in prayer. It doesn't matter what your title is. It doesn't matter where you're at right now. What matters is where you're willing to let the Lord take you and establish you. Oh, today, let me ask you, if you're not one that you would say, I don't know how to pray. Well, I've said it. I'll say it again. I'll probably say it again after this. Pray, talk to God, just like I'm talking to you. It's not some kind of formula. It's just pouring your heart out as this individual did that day. He saw what he wasn't and knew that God can make him something that he needed to be. And that's what part of relationship, that's what part of the power of prayer is, that God transforms us. Listen, Saul got up and continued his way and went with the direction. Listen, he went and took direction when he got up off of that Damascus road. He was on his way to go get Christians and to persecute them, put them to death. But God put him on another road. God put him on the way where he was to go to the straight street. He was to go to Ananias, and he was there to be ministered to. And then later we see the great ministry that God took and used the Apostle Paul to write two-thirds of our New Testament, And we see how that God used him mightily in the churches and the missionary adventures. Listen, God today is wanting to speak to you through His Word. I just challenge each one of us with the power and the purpose of prayer. Have a place where you pray. As those of the Jews had the temple, they had an assigned time. And even as I stated earlier, this Pharisee came and he had the understanding to come with thanksgiving, but he made that prayer all about him. Listen, folks, we need to find a simple balance of where we just come with a laundry list, God, this is, or God, do list. And we need to find the balance between that and also the balance between God, this is who I am, this is what I am, this is who I am. And we're exalting ourselves instead of exalting God. Prayer is coming and just humbling ourselves, realizing who we are, realizing who we can be in Christ, and then allowing God and ourselves to have a wonderful relationship, no matter what the time is, if it's the appointed time that we've set aside. And everybody's different. I pray going down the road driving sometimes. I pray while I walk sometimes. There's just times but every person should have a time that you're going to pray. But there again, there is that you can pray any moment, and you can come into that of a relationship with God and pray. I want to encourage you today just to stop where you are right now and maybe just spend a few moments in prayer. I believe that God will just entertain, and He will come on the scene and He will minister to you wherever you are right now. I just encourage you to do that. I encourage you right now just to go and spend a few moments with prayer. I just want to encourage you, if you do nothing but just ask the Lord to just allow you to have a few moments with Him, and that you would just begin to pray and give Him thanksgiving. Don't do anything else except praise Him and thank Him and give Him some praise. Give Him some thanksgiving. I believe that you'll find that will be so much good for you in whatever and wherever you're at today. I just want to close in prayer today as we do. And if you'll just take a moment with me and let's pray. Father, we just thank you for our podcast family today, all those of the Foundational Faith Ministry. Lord, we thank you for those that have just tuned in even today. And I just feel like that we have spoken to somebody today that just needs to hear you speak to them just to come to you, to come to you. Lord, let us just understand the power of prayer is when we come into your presence with our praise and allow you to be God in our behalf. And Lord, we just give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. I want you just to listen just a little bit of this song right here, I Need Thee, as we leave you today. Hope to be with you soon in our next podcast on prayer.
Sin before.